Welcome to Popcorn Radio. We are Anita.
Hi.
And Mirko. We have a very
exciting
lineup for you today. We are going to start with the cooking corner, and we have a special guest, Nonna Pina.
Hi.
Who will explain how to make a typical Irish dish, bacon and cabbage.
To prepare bacon and cabbage, you have to take 3 pounds of Irish boiling bacon, 1 small head of cabbage, parsley sauce or whole grain mustard sauce for serving, and boiled potatoes for serving. At first, you have to put the bacon in a large saucepan and cover with cold water. Bring the water slowly to a boil, then cover and reduce the heat to medium-low. Simmer, skimming the water occasionally to remove the foam for 1.5 hours. About 20 minutes before the bacon is cooked, add the cabbage. Cook for 15 to 20 minutes. Transfer the bacon to a serving dish and let cool for some minutes before slicing. Drain the cabbage, reserving 1/4 cup of the cooking liquid for parsley sauce or 1.5 cups for the whole grain mustard sauce, and transfer to a serving dish. To serve, slice the meat and serve it with the cabbage, potatoes and sauce.
And now it's over to Anita, who will tell us all about shopping in Dublin.
Grafton Street, located between Trinity College and St. Stephen's Green, is in the nicest shopping area with fashionable stores. George Street is home to the superb George Street Arcade, a red-bricked indoor market of stalls and stores offering everything from unusual fruits and foreign produce to second-hand clothes, fortune telling and body piercing, books and more. Running the axis of the south side of Trinity College, Nashville Street is the main area for quality Irish design, including woolens and tweeds, both traditional and modern designer styles, and also ceramics and glassware. Dublin's cultural art, Temple Bar, it became this in late 1980s, early 1990s, and today it is packed with more shops associated with crafts, art, clothes and music, as well as pubs and bars, of course. Henry Street has department stores such as the popular Arnott's and an assortment of popular clothing and footwear stores, the Ilac Shopping Centre, the newer Jervis Street Shopping Centre are both here. The well-known outdoor food market of Moore Street is always full of bargains.
Now Mirko is going to tell us a very frightening story.
We were sailing after a thunderstorm when we fainted. When we woke up, it was midnight and I think we were on an island. We started to go around the island searching for a place to sleep. We found an old Irish castle. It was terrifying. We went into the castle and we fell asleep on the floor. Suddenly we heard a woman screaming and a spooky laugh. Anita started to run around the room and escaped out of the room. We were really scared. We started to search Anita for around the castle, and suddenly a horse came near us. On its back there was Anita without her head. We were terrified and we went off the back. We saw a boat in the sea near us and we started running to the boat. We ran and ran, but the beach was never ending. We ran for 10 hours and then we fell asleep. When we woke up, we were in the castle and Anita without a head in front of us with a hatchet. She cut Chiara's head and Mirko was petrified. But not for a long time, his head was already cut.